Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the first full week of December 2024. We hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving. We have so much to be thankful for here at Camp Courageous. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous is celebrating its 50th year of serving campers this year. It's grown from serving 211 campers during the summer of 1974 to serving nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It's grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100 in the summertime. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most campers, coming to Camp Courageous is a highlight of their year. And registration is open now for 2025. That's for youth and adults. Our travel sessions are open, so now's the time to go to our website at campcourageous.org and see what the latest and greatest is for coming to Camp Courageous. We now have a program called Camp to You. It's for 24 and 25 as far as the years. It's for schools, groups, day cabs, nursing homes. It's an opportunity for some of our staff to bring animals, recreational games, and a lot of other things to you to have that Camp Courageous experience. The visits can be scheduled November through February and from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. So you can get a hold of us here at Camp Courageous to find out more information on that. Camp's travel program is off and going to many locations. Just last week, they attended a Christmas carol over in Cedar Rapids where they had a wonderful dinner at the Rock Grill and then went on to be captivated by this wonderful production. So big thanks to all those folks that helped out with that. This weekend, they'll be traveling to Beauty and the Beast, the performance on Saturday, so that should be a great time. Camp Courageous has welcomed a couple new staff. Jamie started this week. She's from New Jersey. She's been a longtime camp director out in that area at a camp for people with disabilities. She'll be transitioning along with current program staff, Katie Ryan, into this new position. We're all excited about having Jamie here at Camp Courageous and bringing the experience that she has. Also, we have Hannah Farr, who started this week. Hannah is from that nice, warm state of Florida, and she's going to be stepping into the assistant program director position. And Jocelyn Blanco, who is in that position, is transferring into becoming an assistant nursing director. We also welcome Jess Lukemeyer. Jess is our new respite person here at Camp Courageous. She comes with a lot of experience. She officially started on October 15th. We're thrilled to have her as a staff person now in charge of respite. She started out as a counselor many years ago, and she kind of renewed her passion for camp here recently. She mentions that she met her husband, Toby, here at Camp Courageous. They were both counselors in the summertime, and they later got married. Now they have three boys. And Toby is in charge of volunteers. Now, Jess is in charge of respite, a wonderful family, good people, and we're real excited about that. Camp Courageous continues to look for an assistant aquatics director along with an adventure director, and we're always looking for counselors, both summertime counselors and year-round counselors. We have some great fundraisers going on. A big thank you to all the Knights of Columbuses throughout the state, most recently the DeWitt Knights of Columbus, who give their Tutsiro money to Camp Courageous. Great supporters of camp, we can't thank them enough. We have a winter sale going on right now in our main lodge. It's open Monday through Thursday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and on Fridays from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Closed on Saturdays. And the first Sunday of every month, they're open from 2 to 6. And once again, that's right here at Camp Courageous. You can bring your things out to be sold. And we have lots and lots of changing stock there. Of course, the Manchester Garage Sale, our largest fundraiser, is going on up at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open year-round now, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. A big thank you to the over 100 volunteers that make that possible, to all the shoppers, and to all the donors there. It's that time of the year for the Gazette Gives Back. It's an opportunity to vote for Camp Courageous. So you can go to our website at campcourageous.org and you can vote for Camp Courageous, and it provides this free advertisement from the Cedar Rapids Gazette throughout the year. If you're a subscriber, you get 5 votes, and if you're not a subscriber, you can get 1 vote. So we appreciate all that support. Our Camp Courageous fruitcakes are going strong. Here's one of our friends talking a little bit about Camp Courageous fruitcakes.
The holiday season is here, and you know what that means. It's time for the most beloved tradition of all, fruitcake. Camp Courageous is currently selling its famous fruitcakes, now for purchase at many locations. To find a store near you or to order online, visit campcourageous.org/fruitcakes. Their secret recipe combines the finest fruits, nuts, and spices, all crafted to create a fruitcake that's moist, flavorful, and sure to impress. Whether you're looking for that perfect holiday gift or a delicious treat for your own table, Camp Courageous fruitcakes are the staple this holiday season.
The need of the week right now is printed paper. The regular copy paper, we can use that. We go through a lot of that with our scheduling for campers and their applications and everything else. Camp Courageous is saddened by the passing of Don Berger from Jessup, Iowa. His memorials come to Camp Courageous, longtime friends. Over 40 years ago, I first met Don, and Don says, as long as you never forget my name, I am going to bring you a lot of support for Camp Courageous. And I never did forget his name. Don and his wife, Louise, were very involved in the camp. They attended all of our breakfasts and open houses, and you name it. A wonderful person, very active with the Knights of Columbus, who brought us a lot of support. So our sympathy goes out to Louise, to Mark, to Karen, the whole family and friends, as we mourn Don's passing. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend, and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.